Now, the rest of the story. Little Harry was frightened. Ill since the age of five, crippled by something grown-ups spoke of in hushed tones, the child was being taken to see Robert Jones, one of the greatest surgeons of his day. Now, this was shortly before the turn of the century. Medical science knew what caused it, tuberculosis, but hadn't the slightest idea how to cure it. Until the middle of this century, it was the number one killer to people. 100 years ago, the prognosis for those infected was very grim, particularly for children. So there was little Harry, accompanied by his father, bundled onto a train bound for Liverpool, and then into a hackney cab bound for 11 Nelson Street, the residence of the renowned Robert Jones. Harry and his daddy waited a long time before being greeted by this fascinating man. His curly hair attracted the little boy, and his manner was utterly disarming, and with a quick glance, the surgeon observed Harry's swollen and contracted knee. "How long like that?" he asked the boy's father, as though he knew the answer already. Now, Harry's father told how the redness had first developed, and then the swelling and the stiffness and the pain. And then Robert Jones did a most extraordinary thing. Very quickly, he walked over to the trembling boy, and before either the child or his father knew what was happening, the surgeon had grabbed Harry's leg and given it a sudden pull. The youngster screamed in pain. But only for a moment. For when he looked down, it was to see that enlarged, contorted limb was straight for the first time in years. No, there was no question. Harry's knee was tubercular, but Robert Jones would do everything he could to see that little Harry beat the odds. Now, this is the rest of the story. Harry's leg remained stiff for the rest of his life. He had to walk with the aid of a cane, but he did live. Sidelined while three brothers became outstanding athletes, Harry developed an interest in music. And yet influenced by his longtime hero, the famous surgeon Robert Jones, who had helped him to conquer killer TB, inspired by that impressive example, Harry chose for himself a career in medicine. Now, in the annals of orthopedics, any scholar will tell you that one name stands out, Sir Harry Platt, a founding father of modern orthopedic surgery. Sir Harry became the first secretary of the British Orthopedic Association, the first president of the International Federation of Surgical Colleges. That's the same little Harry that you've just met. Sir Harry Platt, the first orthopedic surgeon to become president of the Royal College of Surgeons. And the odds, you'll remember, were against him even surviving childhood. And yet, aided by a surgeon who lived to call him a colleague, Sir Harry survived to pioneer a field of medicine. Were it not for his own illness, the illnesses of so very many might have remained uncured. That he, stricken in childhood, had ever passed the age of 10 was almost miraculous. He died last December, 1986, at the age of 100. And now you know the rest of the story.